Welcome back to a Clubfoot Mom podcast. I'm your host and fellow Clubfoot Mom, Maureen Hoff. It has been a hot minute since I posted anything or even recorded a podcast. I've been kind of underwater for the last several months due to kind of personal stuff, starting a new job and dealing with my ACL recovery. So if you don't follow me on social media, I tore my ACL playing pickleball, of all things, in September of last year. And I had to have surgery to replace my ACL in the end of October, which meant I have been on the PT journey for the last 6 months. It's a pretty extensive recovery period. And within that time frame, we had the holidays, and I started a new job, and my husband's company went public. So just kind of chaos in reality. But I wanted you guys to know I haven't forgotten about you. I still want to create content that is applicable to you. Honestly, this podcast is something that makes me feel as if I'm giving value to the community because it's the thing that I get the most comments about on social media and messaging is just like, this was an avenue that you guys feel like the content is helpful for you. And I want to continue to help as much as possible, even though the reality is we're not really in the thick of the clubfoot treatment anymore. So a little bit of an update about our personal journey is my cutie just turned 6 recently. So it's hard to believe it's been a full year out of Boots and Bar since she graduated. It's hard to explain the emotions surrounding it because I'm surprised at how fast it's gone this year, but I also look back on our treatment journey and think that went by really fast too. So, right, hindsight is definitely 20/20. And I remember being in the thick of Boots and Bar treatment and looking at other social media accounts that were dedicated to their child's clubfoot experience and journey. And there was kind of this falling off period when the child graduated from Boots and Bar. It was kind of like a culmination of all the hard work that you had done. And then I remember feeling like in that moment when I was in the thick of it, I can't imagine just like no longer being actively posting or involved. But the reality is now being on the other end of it, it is something that's less prominent in our day-to-day life because we're not actively participating in her treatment by putting on her Boots and Bar. So while I'm still very much involved in the clubfoot community and creating resources and education, our personal journey is different, which then means my day-to-day experience is different with her too. So I have a little bit more understanding of how parents kind of take a different step when their child is done being in an active treatment. I also now on the other side of that feel that that's almost like a healthy thing to have happen because you've been living in that constant vigilance for 4 to 5 years of daily Boots and Bar wear. And it was nice for me to just create a little bit of space for myself. And while I say that, I also very much struggled with that space and trying to re-identify what role I played now that I was no longer a caregiver in that true sense of the word, right? I wasn't providing care for my child in the medical sense every day anymore. And if you read the Clubfoot Connections anthology in my section in that, it talks about my feelings about the end of bracing and how I was definitely conflicted in that because there was a unique bond that I had created with my child because of the Boots and Bar and being able to navigate once that was completed and how we then move forward in our parent-child relationship outside of that caregiver relationship was interesting to me. And I will tell you, like, it hasn't been entirely smooth. There have been a lot of emotions for me that were unexpected. And honestly, I'll probably do a separate podcast about that because that's a whole different deal. And that all coincided at the same time that I was injured and she started kindergarten. So there was just a lot going on in that time period. And now looking back at it, I think I can provide a little bit more context about it. But as far as where my cutie is right now in her clubfoot journey, we are still doing daily, I call it wedge, which is really just like, you know, that incline that we have. If you follow on social media, you can see pictures of her standing on it. So we have this wedge and we put that in her room. So every night before bed, she will stand on the wedge and it's just to get that stretch in that dorsiflexion. RPT was like, the manual stretching will eventually lose more functionality because you're going to lose strength to be able to really manipulate it. So if her body weight is doing it, that's going to be more effective. So that's why you move to the wedge. Now, I will say I still do some manual stretches from time to time just because I like to have a gauge, excuse me, on her dorsiflexion and abduction, because when we're looking at her feet or we're kind of evaluating, which honestly is still happening very, very frequently in my mind, at least. I don't know externally, but internally it is. I'm always evaluating and I like to be able to at least have a gauge on that in my flexibility. Now, what's difficult for me is as she grows, she has less ability, like malleability in her feet. And I think that's natural because she's growing and those things, the ossification of the bones, as well as, I don't know, I think just naturally there's going to be less of that moving forward. And so I try not to freak out too much if it's not as much as when she was like this tiny little baby, because I'll go back and look at those videos of when she was, you know, right out of casting, and the ability, our stretches were like, I felt like that dorsiflexion was very different than the dorsiflexion I have now that she's six. But so I like to keep a gauge on that. We are still following up with both ortho and RPT. So what we've decided to do is kind of rotate those. So every 6 months we'll go see the ortho and then we'll see the PT the following 6 months. Now, I will say we have a very special relationship with our physical therapist, and that is the person that I, for lack of better word or terminology to understand, trust the most on this treatment journey so far in her day-to-day care. The relationship that we have built is something that I very much value, and that is where we tend to lean towards if we have a concern. So if I was really worried about something happening with her feet or a relapse, I would contact our physical therapist first, probably. You know, like, I haven't really had that yet, but if I envision that would be my first person that I would contact, and then we would kind of assess and come up with a plan on where we were going to go from there. That's our personal experience. That's my personal journey with my cutie, and I know that it might be different for whoever is listening, but that's the person that we have developed that relationship with. So if we have an issue, that's the person that I'm most likely going to follow up first. I definitely feel like I'm constantly, like I said, watching her feet and seeing, and I do think there's kind of what I'm really looking for. I haven't really worried about dorsiflexion at all with her. She's not a toe stander. If you remember in our past experience, she used to do kind of like pop one heel up while she was standing, and that's really not an issue anymore. That was, I think, more of a developmental thing, which is what all of the doctors said. But it's just hard when you're a parent to try to decipher what is something that could be at issue or something that is just a normal development. And that turned out to just be kind of a typical development for her. I don't really worry about that with her. I do worry a little bit about the intern, the inversion of her feet, just because I think that one of her feet has a little bit more tendency to do that. But I try to remind myself that she's very physically active. She is a very athletic child. So she is involved in a lot of different sports. She just is naturally a mover, right? Like she just is constantly jumping on the couch, like just moving at all times. Like if you lived in my house, you would know that there are constant bouncing of balls or kicking of soccer balls and basketballs and throwing softballs against the wall. And it's enough to drive a person insane. But there is a lot of movement on her end, and she never complains of pain. She never has had any sort of issue with that. So it's something that I just monitor, but I try to keep my anxiety levels low with and go off of her experience. As far as my anxiety, as far as the relapse goes, I'm honestly surprised that I'm not as anxious as I thought I was going to be. Looking forward, when we were still in Boots and Bar, I remember thinking like, I'm constantly going to be worried about her feet and relapse and watching and having a lot of anxiety about that. But the reality is now that we're in it, I am not as anxious as I thought I was going to be, which has been a pleasant surprise for me. I think that it's helpful to watch her be so physically active. I think that helps me when she's doing gymnastics and all of these things that involve her feet. I think that really helps with the anxiety too, because I'm watching her develop. I'm watching her do all of the things that we wanted her to do, that we wanted her to have the option and availability to do, and now she's doing them. So I'm surprised that my anxiety has kind of calmed, and I think that's almost been kind of a balm to that. It's just seeing her live her best life and, you know, do everything she wants and without concern. I think that really helps, and I didn't anticipate that. I thought I was going to go into this feeling so much anxiety about it. And I will say, even the idea of having to address a relapse, if that happens, is less anxiety provoking than I anticipated it being even now. Like even talking about it, I am less worried about that. And I think part of that is because I feel like I did everything I could do to make that, to avoid that. Right? To avoid a relapse. I did everything that I could as a parent to ensure that give her the best chance. And if that happens and she does end up relapsing, we will address it as the time comes. And that's a new state of mind for me in this clubfoot treatment journey. Like I spent so much time, I think, being so vigilant about her consistency of wearing the boots and bar that I spent a lot of time worrying about trying to prevent that. And now that we're on the other side, I find that I feel more present just with her day-to-day experience and knowing if that happens, we will address it as the time comes. And I'm surprised that I feel that way. Honestly, I felt like I was going to be different based on my past historical experience. So that's been a pleasant surprise, and I think it's been a joy to watch her experience life, and I feel joy that she's able to sleep without her boots and bar now. She definitely doesn't ask about them anymore. For a while she did. She was like, okay, you know, where are my boots and bar? We still have them up in her room. They are still displayed. Her AFOs are, because that's a big part of her journey. But she doesn't want them put away. She's not ready for me to donate them or give them away to anybody. They are still hers. They are still a huge part of her story. So when the time comes, we will do it at that point. But for now, they are still living in that space for her, but her having some more freedom of movement at night has been nice, especially as they get bigger, right? Like, they're bigger and they're moving around more, and they're just taking up more space. So it's been really nice. I will say she's still very high maintenance and in her bedtime routine. I think because we had established such a solid bedtime routine with her Boots and Bar, it has just kind of folded over, but we're not doing the Boots and Bar anymore. We definitely don't have like any sort of video distractions like we did before while we were putting on the Boots and Bar. It's definitely, that's been cut out, but we're still doing the same books, the same songs, the same routine. We're even, the wedge is part of it. So that's still a stretching piece of it. So while the Boots and Bar has been taken out of that, the nighttime routine has mainly stayed the same for her. And I think that maybe that's helped with the consistency with her sleep, because it's not as if we've just kind of thrown everything to the wind now that there's no more Boots and Bar. But that's kind of our update on what's been happening with her as far as the Clubfoot journey. I do want to create some more content that you guys think would be helpful. So if you have suggestions on topics you would like to hear about on the podcast, or guests that you would like to hear from, please send them into me. You can do that through my Instagram account at Clubfoot Chronicles Mom, or through my website. It is still up and functioning. You can do the contact form at maureenhoff.com. And I appreciate you guys listening and look forward to having more episodes available in the future. Thank you. Until next time.